Once you find someone who is in foreclosure, it is then up to you to contact him or her directly and find out if there is a good deal available for you. Hopefully, you already have a name and phone number. Now, just give this person a call. Explain that you're an investor and that you're looking for property in the area. You heard he or she was having some difficulty in making payments, and you're wondering if there's a way to make a win-win situation out of it. The seller gets to save his or her credit, plus, perhaps, some money, depending on the seller's equity. And you get the property. What you can offer to the owner is to make up the back payments and penalties and save the owner's credit rating in exchange for the title to the property. In other words, you can offer to take it over. The advantage here is that you get the property for virtually no money down, plus whatever equity the owner may have. The disadvantage is that the loan may not be assumable. If that's the case, you may not only have to make up back payments and penalties, but also secure a new loan with accompanying points and fees. In short, it may cost you many thousands of dollars to take over this property and bail out this owner. You may find that by the time you add up the costs, it simply isn't worthwhile. It's important that you calculate these costs as accurately as possible before you make any kind of offer to the owner. You may find that it simply isn't worth your time to attempt to write the foreclosure and take over the property. Can I buy at the foreclosure sale? Yes, you can. You can purchase the property when it is sold on the courthouse steps. At the time of the foreclosure sale, the lender always offers the full price of the mortgage or trust deed. But there is nothing to prevent you or anyone else from offering more. Your offer, however, usually must be in the form of cash, so you will have to work out financing in advance, and you will often receive no title insurance or other guarantees as to the status of the property. You might, for example, think you're bidding on a first mortgage, only to find that it's a second or third. This could be catastrophic for you. Buying at foreclosure sales is a tricky business, and is best left to those who are experienced in the field. If you're really interested in it, try to find an attorney who specializes in this and work with him or her. Also check into my book, Finding Hidden Real Estate Bargains, McGraw-Hill, 2002. REOs. REO stands for Real Estate Owned. It refers to property that a lender has taken back through foreclosure. Lenders hate this kind of property, because on their books it shows up as a liability instead of as an asset. Therefore, they are very anxious to get rid of it. However, they are not so anxious that they're willing to take a loss if there's any way to avert it. There's a big advantage for a buyer in dealing with a lender rather than a home seller in foreclosure. It's a clean deal with the bank. There's no crying or recriminations. Also, you can get title insurance, and sometimes the bank will even help you with the financing. In fact, REOs can be wonderful opportunities. The trick is finding out about them. Strangely, most lenders won't admit publicly that they have an REO problem. Many won't admit they even have any REOs. Thus, you can't usually just walk in and ask to buy one. This secrecy certainly seems to work against the lender's best interests, at least on the surface. One would think that the lender would be out there advertising those properties as heavily as possible, yet the lender doesn't. Do you ever recall seeing a lender advertising under its own name for REO buyers? It usually just doesn't happen. Most of the public isn't even familiar with the term REO. The reasoning of the lenders is threefold, as follows. First, a lender doesn't want to alert federal watchdogs that it has an REO problem. Keeping up a good face can mean the difference between considered to be in business or insolvent. Second, depositors are wary about where they place their money. Yes, we know every account is guaranteed to $100,000, but how many of us want to put that guarantee to the test? We might bolt if we thought the lender were shaky. In addition, there are holders of amounts larger than $100,000 who frequently move funds lender to lender in an effort to tie up the highest interest rates. These large depositors are not insured, and they will pull their funds at the slightest whiff of trouble from a lending institution. Hence, lenders are very careful not to admit they have many REOs, if for no other reason than to protect their own image. Third, there's the matter of the real estate market. If it were to be widely known that a lender had an overhang of homes ready to dump on the market in a particular area, that information could adversely affect prices. This would backfire for the lender, since it would lower the prices for the properties it was trying to sell. Finding REOs. The truth is that while lenders keep quiet about REOs as far as the general public is concerned, they are often open about them to legitimate investors. After all, they do want to sell them in order to get the money reinvested in a mortgage. You, as an investor, therefore, have to convince the lender that you're a legitimate buyer. What you have to do to find REOs is both tedious and simple. It's tedious because you have to do it over and over again for each lender. It's simple because the process is quite easy. Basically, you need to let a lender know that you are a sophisticated investor. You need to impress on the lender that you understand what an REO is and that you'd like to bid on one. Once the lender understands that you're special and not part of the public only interested in deposits, the lender will open up, at least in a limited way. Therefore, you need to call the lender and ask for the officer who deals with REOs. Then you need to make a case that you're an investor who has the means and desire to purchase. Sometimes you'll be told that this particular lender handles all REOs through a specific real estate broker. You'll have to contact the broker. Other times you'll learn that the lender handles the REOs itself, and there's a list of such properties. You'll want to get the list. Checking out the REO. It's common to find REOs in distressed condition. After all, if you were the borrower and were losing the house, your equity, and your credit rating, would you be anxious to keep watering the lawn or to clean up when you left? Borrowers who lose their property through foreclosure tend to stop taking care of the property, and some actually go out of their way to mess up the property. Their reaction, naturally enough, is anger. And since they really can't take it out on anyone personally, they typically take it out on the property. When you get to inspect the REO, it may still be in the terrible shape in which the lender got it back. Or it may be fixed up. Lenders are not fools. They know that a distressed property will get them a distressed price. On the other hand, if they fix it up, even just cosmetically, they stand to get a far better price. However, if you arrive on the spot just as the REO is acquired and offer to take it as is, the lender may agree. After all, time spent fixing up the property is, once again, lost interest to the lender. When you find an REO in distressed condition, don't turn your head away in disgust. You may not be looking at a disaster, but rather at an opportunity.